From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe's military said Wednesday it has seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The African nation hovers in a state of uncertainty after the army moved on the capital. After nearly four decades in office, President Mugabe appears to have finally gone too far in firing his vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and positioning his wife, Grace, to succeed him. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
After tanks were seen rumbling through Harare on Tuesday, soldiers took over state TV in the wee hours of Wednesday. An army spokesman, Major General S.B. Moyo, delivered this stunning statement.
Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him.
But the drama may be just beginning. Zimbabwe's ruling party said on social media that Mnangagwa will return and take the helm, as they say the constitution provides. For years, Mugabe is right was the rallying cry of Zimbabwe's powerful elite. Those who questioned the powerful leader were vilified or punished. But now, with Zimbabwe's strongmen suddenly silent, the questions are mounting. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day five-nation trip through Asia, and he's expressing pride in what was accomplished.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
President Trump, this is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 people and injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, food, and water. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah and promised the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbandakan Dam, speaking here, said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the largest since the dam was built 55 years ago. However, he said there was a slim chance that the dam would collapse. Australians have voted decisively in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage in a landmark postal survey. Almost 62% of those who took part in the non-binding poll favor allowing same-sex couples to wed, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which carried out the 8-week ballot. Turnout was about 80%. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
61.6%.
This is a historic day for Australia. The emphatic result was greeted with jubilation around the country. Nearly 8 million people, about 62% of those who voted in the postal survey, are demanding that same-sex couples be allowed to marry. The result isn't legally binding, but Australia's centre-right Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is promising a new same-sex marriage bill within weeks.
They voted overwhelmingly for fairness, for commitment, for love. And now it's our job as the Australian Parliament, all of us here, to get on with it.
The No campaign said gay marriage would threaten religious freedoms and expose children to radical views on homosexuality in the classroom. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, Tuesday, killing four people before being shot dead by police. Phil Johnston is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded at the seven sites of the shootings, including two children at an elementary school. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.